There were no incidents that triggered the penalties, but rather an alleged failure to report storage of anhydrous ammonia, which is commonly used for refrigeration at food processing plants. Bill Dunbar is a spokesperson at the EPA's Seattle office.
Any facility in the United States that has above a threshold amount of anhydrous ammonia on site needs to have a plan in place that protects its workers were there an accidental release, and that protects nearby citizens and emergency responders.
The EPA determined that the Red Salmon Cannery in Naknek, owned by Seattle-based North Pacific Seafoods, had not reported it had at least 10,000 pounds of the anhydrous ammonia on site.
North Pacific came to our attention because they were missing from a database that tracks facilities that we know are large enough to store that threshold amount.
Dunbar says North Pacific agreed to some penalties to settle the Clean Air Act case with the EPA.
So the company will pay $45,743 in a penalty, and they'll spend about $175,000 on additional environmental projects that will help their energy efficiency at the facility.
Those will include installing a solar power system and upgrading lighting to LEDs at the cannery in Naknek. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.